Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's a little SRV bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray. Welcome back, and got our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg here. He's chief economist for the NFIB and one of the great economists of our time. He's his website is smallbiz.org, B-U-S. You can find the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism there. You can also find it at NFIB.com. You can also find it at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. So check it out, and you'll see. You'll be able to read more detail of and including charts if you like charts. But the summary is in plain English. That's the one that I use. Bill, thanks again for being here. Let's talk a little bit about the macro situation. You know, one of the things that I pointed out in my reporting and in my essay about the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street is that Wall Street's been practicing what I call financial capitalism rather than market-based capitalism. They've been borrowing money to at nothing from the Fed and from other people to buy back shares. They've been consolidating to hold their share price up. They've been doing all kinds of financial manipulation as opposed to investing money in the marketplace and growing their business through sales. Now comes a report that, and I said in my reporting, one of these days they're going to run out of ways to do that, because that's just monopoly money. They're just moving things around. It's not intrinsic value, that they're going to run out of those things and something's going to have to happen. And now I'm hearing that corporate America is now in its fourth quarter of negative earnings. And you just reported in one of the previous segments that the indexes are at record levels. Something's got to give, Bill.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, we expect corporate earnings are going to not be growing like they were because we don't have the sales growth, as you pointed out, and you need that both domestically and, of course, you know, foreign sales, exports are not growing very well. So, you know, profits are going to go down, and yet the stock market keeps raising the valuation of these firms that have negative profit trends higher and higher. And, of course, that, in my opinion, is all the Fed's machinations behind the scenes. You know, a very, very lousy, you know, profit stream can get a high valuation if interest rates are at zero.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, consequently, Wall Street and corporate America has benefited from the Fed's behavior, but Main Street has not.
Right.
And also, do you think Wall Street would be where it is right now if it weren't for the poor conditions of the global economy? Isn't this a safe harbor type of thing going on right now?
Yeah, well, especially on our bond side. You know, the interesting question that one we could have discussion about is, well, if the Fed wanted to raise interest rates, you know, could it? Because the flight to quality, which translates into foreign money in more troubled countries, comes over here and buys our treasury mm-hmm. bonds and bids their prices back up, and therefore interest rates down. You know, you might be trying to sell bonds to raise interest rates from the Fed, but there's so many buyers that they can't get the interest rates to go up because
Right. Everybody's
running to safety. And of course, you've got $10 trillion worth of basically sovereign debt in Europe trading at negative interest rates, which is very simply means, you know, you buy the bond for $1,000 and the government will give you $900 back. I mean, that's a negative interest rate.
How concerned are you with the global economy right now?
I'm very concerned, and for me, it all rotates around all the debt. You know, so you were talking last segment about all what firms have been doing. Firms have been borrowing like crazy. Why? Because interest rates are very low. So, you know, if on paper it makes sense to borrow all that cheap money and then do a lot of things. So we have debt everywhere. Governments, of course, keep doing that.
Except on Main Street, Bill, and we have deleveraged. I'm proposing
right.
that corporate that the small business balance sheets are cleaner and slicker than they've ever been. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with that because we certainly don't see any evidence that our people are really interested in borrowing lots of money. If you look at their view of the future, you can tell why because they're not optimistic. We have a negative 9% expecting better business conditions in 6 months. So it's like 10 percentage points more. Think that it's going to get worse rather than better.
Very quick, Bill. More likely to have a recession or continue the recovery in the next 6 months?
We won't get recession in the next 6 months, but, it'll feel like the same sluggish performance we've
Thanks
had.
Thanks for being here. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.